I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe, Rhode Island. The least among us. There but for the grace of God go I. Certainly you've heard these phrases, and perhaps you've thought about what these words mean, or maybe not. The harsh reality is that too many of the people who take life's journey with us struggle, sometimes in very big ways. And sometimes these individuals cross our paths and become our most powerful teachers. The Lebanese prophet Khalil Gibran once wrote, "Out of suffering have emerged the strongest souls. The most massive characters are seared with scars." And this is what we hear from this week's essayist, Jessica Mowry.
In 2005, I moved to Rhode Island and found a job at the Mental Health Association of Rhode Island, working with people who are homeless and living with severe mental health and substance use illnesses. My first client, Maggie, whose name implies a soft, gentle woman, was known on the streets as Diesel. She was tough. Men with street experience yielded to her. Her small frame was concealed by black jeans, boots, leather jacket, and a bandana. Her face, wrinkled by a scowl that mimicked her sharp tongue. One rainy spring day, I accompanied Maggie to her doctor, where she was diagnosed with a terminal illness. As we sat in my car, unexpectedly, she began to cry. I learned more of what was concealed by her rough exterior. In the thick, humid air of my car, she spoke of missing her children, her dream of being a military officer, and the shame that isolated her from these loves. Maggie would never look the same to me, and this would be an unforgettable lesson. As a young woman attending college, I dreamt of being an advertising mogul. I envisioned myself a decisive young woman strutting about town in a suit toting a daytimer. 20 years later, my dreams have changed, but at my will. I've learned that we do not all arrive at adulthood with the same opportunity, and the narrative is always similar. Children that needed more love. I learn of dreams they too had, as young adults, and the simple things they still want from life. I learn of fears people have, and the bravery they won't abandon. I see them crippled by shame and paralyzed by guilt. Part of my work is to help people access housing and healthcare, but also to access hope and their own worth. I have noticed that when someone is housed and feels safe, as they feel loved, they begin to feel human. They start to feel valuable. I see their chins lift along with the corners of their mouth, and there is a brightness in their eyes. I continued to know Maggie until she died. She taught me that people need and want love. I believe that the best thing about being human is that I have the capacity to love, and that we can teach others how to love just by doing it.
Jessica Mowry is a social worker with the Mental Health Association of Rhode Island, where she oversees programs that support homeless Rhode Islanders with severe mental illness and addiction issues to access home, health, and peace of mind. Originally from Portland, Oregon, Jessica now considers herself a tree-hugging Rhode Islander who loves a rainy day, strong coffee, and ending homelessness. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.